Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm your host, Derek Walker. My co-host, Mr. Jimmy the Carter Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
Man, this year is going by fast, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I mean, this is middle of May already.
I can't believe it.
An expensive year for me. I paid a big bundle for federal tax, which I didn't expect to.
Oof.
And then I had to buy some new stuff this week, which was $5,000. I mean, it's been one of the years. You know, when you get these unexpected expenses and you don't know you're going to get them, and all of a sudden you get it, and you just feel like somebody beat you on the head with a baseball bat. So it's been a crazy year for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we try to pick up news all the time, President Trump over in the Middle East as we record, and, man, he controls the news media like it's a puppet machine.
He's got it down.
It's every story is something to do with Trump, just about. And I've tried to go around and try to find people some other news beside Trump, because there is other news. But his people have got this 360-degree thing going, you know, where he's got the border and he's got the tariffs and he's got Middle East.
Does he have a crew of people that that's all they do is put it out
in
front?
Yes, he does. They've had meetings, you know, long before, I guess, they got up there. And I think they've run out of executive orders pretty much by this point, because they've done so many
that's
of them.
That's true. But, that's true.
You know, but the pharmaceutical thing, and just on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah, yeah.
And he wants to get into college, NIL stuff, which he should. And
that's
and there's so much stuff to do. And it's just interesting. Now, I want to hear what Congress wants to do about these federal district judges. I think that they're way beyond where, you know, and I think Trump's doing a lot of stuff that skirts the rules, too.
No.
But on the other hand,
I do hey, I want people to pay attention right here, because your dad was a judge. So you know the rules are. You know what the job's about. You know all that. So this is not coming from somebody who just walked off the street.
No, he was he was a clerk of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals with a guy that I'm named after. My middle name is McCord, and Judge McCord was a judge, well, chief judge in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, the appeals court. And, I mean, I grew up around all this stuff, and I've reported on it my whole life. And, yeah, I think that the due process thing is a real problem, you know, of whether you can't have a million due process trials. But, you know, we shouldn't have let a million people in and just skirted over the law either.
Right.
But two wrongs don't make a right. So you can't, something's going to have to get creatively done of that.
What do you think
about that?
I don't
know if you have to get, if you have to find 1,000 lawyers that are work pro bono, and you, Supreme Court comes up with some thing that you have to do this and this and this before you can, you know, say this and this and this.
Yeah.
And you have 1,000 lawyers that can get rid of, you know, maybe 10,000 cases in a week and go through there and just churn on through.
So
I don't know.
Some sort of express type service while we're trying to solve the problem.
Yeah. Okay. Where you're some kind of something, and maybe it's different if these people have already, if they've committed crimes and are here illegally on top of being here illegally, maybe there is something else that you can do, like a telemedicine thing where you've got some immigration judge. There just needs to be some creativity in how this is dealt with, because it's an extremely unusual situation. And I noticed that Jake Tapper from CNN put out a book.
Okay.
It's kind of a tell-all behind the scenes at the Biden administration. And they were having meetings of, as soon as the election was over with, he might have had to go into a wheelchair.
Oof.
So how would that have looked? You know, I mean, you know, that's one thing you've got to say about Trump. And I know the Dems hate him, and their whole mission in life is to do, is to, if he cured cancer, they would go boo.
Sure.
And they'd say hooray for cancer, because they want to be the resistance, and they want to be consistent about it, because when they do something, they do it in lockstep. So the Biden thing was in lockstep. Jill Biden and whoever else was behind it, you know, kept Biden in there. He had no business being in there the last couple of years.
Yeah, I agree.
But I want to know what doctor said he was okay.
Right.
And let's pull his license.
Yeah, for
I mean,
sure.
There needs to be some people need to fall for this. They really do.
There's no consequences anymore for anything.
There needs to be on
I
this
agree.
One.
I
there
agree.
There needs to be, because he was not, I don't know if you can, if someone knew he was medically unsound and they signed off on it, then somebody's head needs to roll. And
I have to really just, I'm just going to say it because I thought it the whole time. Everybody who kept saying, well, you can't diagnose him, you're not a doctor. I don't need to be a doctor to see that he's not functioning.
And I don't know what the rules, and there should be some rules.
I don't either.
There should be some rules for what is considered to be, you know, I mean, I don't know. We're flying blind here,
yeah,
and we can't
true.
Have somebody that, and we had it with Reagan. It was just as guilty with Reagan. He didn't need to be in there the last bit. Nancy Reagan was running things.
Yeah,
and that's been proven.
Yeah, you're right. And so what is that limit moving forward?
There needs to be, you know, because, and see, the Democrats, they cry wolf every 5 seconds, mm-hmm. you know, and want to impeach him. And so after a while, it doesn't mean anything, and you don't pay any attention.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous, you know, how far they've gone fighting and beating, you know, bumping, playing fist bumps with and chest bumps with ICE people at a detention center, trying to get in Congress people.
Lord. It's just like there's infighting of some kind.
Judge telling people, telling an alien to sneak out the back door so the ICE won't get you. No wonder they erased. She may get out of that, but I hope she's learned a lesson.
Not.
That you don't try to. Oh, I think she's picked a judge. Somehow they got a judge that I think is going to be very kind to her on that. So she'll beat the rap, but she didn't beat the riot. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that's enough.
Yeah, you know, I hope so.
We don't necessarily need her in prison, but she definitely does need to be a judge.
Yeah, no doubt.
There were in some states they have the court of the judiciary mm-hmm. where the judges judge the judges, and they need to judge and throw her butt out.
Yeah.
I mean, you judges are not above the law.
No.
And these district judges that are trying to, and they've done it. I mean, during the civil rights era, they did it, and they're honored for it because mm-hmm. it was Judge Frank Johnson that really declared, and there were others, but he was one of the biggest ones that, you know, really required the integration of schools. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, he was, they weren't doing it by law, and the legislatures weren't doing it. So he did it, and they did it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's what's kind of going on now with some of this stuff, but there needs to be some rules about national injunctions by a federal judge in a district. That needs to immediately go to the appeals court and be dealt with before it goes into effect. And, I mean, it needs to be a higher thing than just a district court judge that's politically, you know, been... Obviously, they've judge shopped and gone to the ones that were democratically appointed or they know we're going to give a certain verdict. That's not right. Yeah. That's not how our system's supposed to work either.
No.
You're not supposed to be able to judge shop.
I agree with you. I hear a lot of attorneys, and not necessarily on the political realm, but just in any kind of case where they say, you got Judge Johnson or you got Judge Judy or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like Judge Judy, the actual Judge Judy, but, you know, just generically. Yeah. And you you don't want them. You know, they're real tough against petty theft or they're real tough.
Oh, same way with divorce. You didn't want a Muriel Robinson in Nashville to be the judge for your divorce because she was not kind to men.
Okay. So
it didn't matter what your thing was. You knew you were in trouble if it was going to her.
And on one hand, we've accepted that for so many years, right?
Yeah.
We're like, oh, we just go with it. But really, shouldn't it really be the scales of justice should be right here all the time?
You start dealing with, though, executive orders from a president,
now you're
the chief executive officer of the country, and it's some district judge. You know, it's not a Supreme Court. Supreme Court is about the only one that should be telling the President of the United States.
Can we talk about that a little bit? Talk about the levels, because not everybody understands, including me, what those levels are. Where do you start? Then what do you go
all right,
through?
Like
to become...
Judge Jeanine the other day.
Yeah.
Judge Jeanine from Fox.
Yeah.
She was made a district attorney, but a federal DA. I'm a U.S. attorney.
Yeah.
I was getting myself. U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia is what Judge Jeanine is going to do. She has no federal experience.
Okay.
She was very good DA in New York.
Okay.
Which was more of a county thing. Mm-hmm. But a U.S. attorney, I guess she's just going to have to go bone up on the federal laws and statutes and U.S. code and all that business to do her job.
Yeah.
But they're district U.S. attorneys mm-hmm. that report to the district court.
Okay.
And that's where they try their cases. And when you have to, if you got arrested on some federal charge, you'd go to a district court for your area that covers half the state or however geographically they got it going.
Okay.
And then however that verdict goes,
mm-hmm.
you can appeal to the next court, which is the Court of Appeals, which is a three-judge panel.
Okay.
Three-judge panel. And then they look at it and decide whether they want to look at it, or they'll say, no, we don't want to look at this. And then it's, you can, or they can rule that they agree with that judge. And then you want to appeal it again. So you can appeal it to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Okay.
They don't have to hear your case, but if they think it's interesting enough or, you know, important enough, they will listen to it.
Okay.
So these cases that are involving Trump executive orders almost all need to go pass, go, don't pass, you know, get going. At least go to the appeals court and get on to the Supreme Court if no one can agree. So the federal system is what it is, and that's where these immigration things lie.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things that are federal cases. Counterfeit, you know, I think bank robbery in a lot of cases, mostly I think it's federal.
Okay.
You know, there's taking a minor across state lines for illegal activities.
Trafficking,
Kidnapping, trafficking.
Okay.
All that kind of stuff when it goes across borders and things, even though there may be, like, there's not a per se a murder statute for the United States, but there is in every state.
Gotcha.
But there is certain murder. If you killed a federal officer, you killed a federal judge, you do some of that, killed the president, whatever, you go to a federal court.
Gotcha.
You know,
straight away.
And you go to federal prison. If you're convicted, you go to federal prison.
But it seems like it's somewhat subjective, though, once it gets to that next level. If they're going,
well, it depends on the case, on what the crime is.
Yeah, I mean, gotcha.
Name the crime and I'll tell you where it goes. But speeding stays at home.
Why would it go all
that's a city court thing. That's where you deal with your city courts.
So these and judges state, that get to the Supreme Court, they have a load of experience.
You don't have to. Actually, you don't have to, according to our founding fathers, but generally they do.
Yeah, okay.
Because you're listening, you know, you're supposed to be listening as a fair person.
Mm-hmm.
And we've politicized that to some point. The Republicans were, I mean, they hated Chief Justice Earl Warren back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
He was, Democrats loved him, Republicans hated him. And that was around the time when Democrats were still in the South.
Gotcha.
There was something called the Blue Dog Democrats, and the South was all Democratic.
Interesting. And,
all those people until Goldwater came along from Arizona, and they voted Republican that time, and then it flipped over and became George Wallace was a Democrat.
Wow. That's crazy. You know? Yeah, it's crazy.
And if you listen, and that was one of Rush Limbaugh's biggest things, is going by the word of Kennedy. Mm-hmm. He would go read the platform for John Kennedy and said, John Kennedy, you know, really would have been a Republican today with the things that he was for.
Isn't that wild? That
But Johnson, who was a Democrat from Texas, mm-hmm. was definitely a Democrat because he was for all these social things and that's
programs.
Generally social programs, which have generally been Democrat, which is where the fight is now because they want to cut Medicaid, which has mostly been propped up by Democrats who supposedly represent the poorer members of society. Mm-hmm. So what they want, the Congress people on the Republican side, won't the feds get out of that business and let the states handle it?
Mm-hmm.
And then if the states need extra money, the feds will give it to them. But they don't want to be in the business of handing out all that, you know, the Medicaid stuff. It's really complicated. And that's why people, it doesn't get covered very well because it is complicated. And that's why we need newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you only have 30 seconds, 45 seconds to do a story, you can't get into stuff that we just did. You can't about that and try to explain every once in a while that that's why we're doing this here.
It's almost like there's so little coverage of that kind of thing that you and I, just as consumers, and I know you're a news guy, but as a consumer, have to go and find it. We have to seek out the information.
If you can.
To decipher whether, whether or not it's true what you're actually
My own family seeing. Falls into traps every day about things that aren't true and fake news sites that are everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's Chinese propaganda sites that
are something,
But the social media is spreading this thing like a social disease.
I tend now to look at the corner of the, the logo or the icon or whatever you want to call it for whoever put that particular piece out, right? And then I noticed the other day that they'll do, and this is not the case, but something like this. Well, they'll do Fox, or they'll do CNN with a little tiny N at the end of it, or X or something.
It's the internet's the Wild West.
Yeah, so
it needs a Wyatt Earp so bad.
Yeah,
but I fall for it. I'm almost every day. And there was one story I was looking up. Now I've let it kind of go, and I don't remember what it is. But mm-hmm. it was something that said something was getting ready to happen, but I couldn't find it anywhere else. So it was probably a fake.
I find that too. Yeah. Stuff.
And you see it on Facebook because people are trying to get paid on Facebook, and they're creating things, stories, other things that are clickbait.
Yeah.
Try to get people just if any of you are trying to make money on Facebook, you do that too to a point.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't want to put thing that doesn't get it, but I mean, there's just a lot of junk out there. That is for sure.
Yeah.
On the lighter side of things. For a second, anyway, I just, right before we started this, Warner Brothers sent me the newest trailer preview for Superman.
Oh, does it look good?
So good. It's getting better and better with the previews. They're going to cram a lot of stuff in the toothpaste tube. I mean, they got like 6 or 7 monsters and super bad people and stuff like that. They're going to be... And they're gonna cram a lot of stories.
I don't even know who Superman is now. Who's playing Superman?
He was the guy that was in Twisters. I don't even know his name right now.
Okay.
But he looks good in it.
Okay.
And Lois Lane looks good in it. And I love the dog.
Okay.
His dog, and it's cool. He gets this, and one of these bad people. The dog gets a punch in. That was good.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
And, I mean, it looks great. And then Mission Impossible, the reviews are in for that. It's 2 hours and 49 minutes. You need to see it on the biggest screen as possible. They say that some of the things in there are just, holy cow.
Well, you know? I'll tell you what. I have loved every one of those. I cannot think of one that I did not like.
Go see it in IMAX because all the reviews are good.
Yeah.
And, they say that, you know, and really made better by the fact that he's doing his own stunts for the most part.
Yeah, that's a great, I think it's, whether it's a gimmick or not, I think it's a great thing.
Well, you know, they've got it within safe. I mean, you wouldn't want to do any of the things he's doing. I
promise.
And so he's doing it to some level. He's not doing it to the level he's trying to make you think he's doing it. But, I mean, some of the stuff they're doing is holy cow, you know.
Yeah. By the way, for everybody that was just listening, the main actors in the new Superman movie, David Corenswet as Superman.
Yeah, David Corenswet.
Rachel. He was
the bad guy in the most recent Twisters. He came around, but I think he was kind of the smart alecky guy.
Rachel Brosnahan
is
Lois Lane. Nicholas Howell.
There's nobody else you've ever heard of.
Aren't anybody. I'm looking.
No, they don't want stars. The star is Superman.
There's not one star.
No, and you don't have to. That's good, and everybody's getting lucky to be there. The effects are the stars.
They're spending the
money on the effects.
All right, fine.
Mission Impossible is just so damn expensive because of everything they do in there. You know, it's a blockbuster. The other movie that we haven't seen a lot of yet because they're holding back is Jurassic Park. That's coming this summer. That's another one of the really big movies that's out there. Those three for sure are going to be huge. And there's a Pixar movie. There's another one. Lilo and Stitch is coming out.
Jimmy, that's Lilo and Stitch. Lilo and Stitch.
I don't watch Lid. That I don't know that.
It's
movie,
animated. So. Yeah, it's animated.
Yeah, so that's going to be up there with Mission Impossible. As far as box office.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Is it Lilo? What'd you say it is?
Lilo and Stitch. Yeah, Lilo and Stitch.
Okay, Lilo. Yeah.
I never saw the first one, but I will. I want to add to this because you're throwing these movies in, and I want to see, I definitely want to see the new Tom Cruise, and I would definitely want to see the new Superman for sure. I'm diehard on both of those. I just watched a movie. I don't know if you'll like it, but it's based on a true story on Netflix called Nanas.
I heard about that. That's one of the hot things on Netflix.
It is a feel-good movie.
N-O-N-N-A-S.
Vince Vaughn, if you like Vince Vaughn. And
I'm not crazy about him, but he's all right.
The other one you probably won't be crazy about is the
Is it a comedy?
Yeah, sort of, but it's more of, it's a true story. It's based on a true story about a restaurant in Staten Island.
Okay.
And so it's got some pretty good actors in it.
Sounds like a Ted movie to me.
You won't like it because it's Susan Sarandon in it.
But, yeah, get Ted to watch it. Ted'll know. Known us, Ted. He's listening.
Stanley Tucci's in
it. He likes romantic comedies and all that stuff. I don't have time for that.
Okay,
but
it's a true story. It's a
and see,
story.
Ted would never go to Superman.
Oh, okay. Well, I would do.
He
both.
Would never go to Superman. I don't think he would go to Jurassic Park, and he wouldn't do anything Star Wars. Now, here's some things
no,
that
Star Wars.
No.
All right.
There are two things that I've never. Well, number one, this is a big one. Have you ever been in a hot air balloon?
No, and I never want to be.
Me either.
I have no desire.
And I've had opportunities to do that. I've covered them as a reporter where they've
and you've
landed
never done
in
it.
Fields, they've landed in trees, they've
right.
landed.
They've hit power lines.
Oh, yeah. There's a picture right now from the balloon festival currently going on in a place in Mexico.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it's a wicker basket.
Yeah, that's pretty.
That the balloon is up there. The
like
wicker
that.
Basket catches on fire.
Oh, my God. That's like.
And so these ropes that dangle down.
Yeah.
The side of it that they, you know, people
they
hold
anchor
on
it.
And then they let it go.
Yeah.
Well, this guy, the only thing he can do is crawl out and go down some of the rope.
And it's in the air.
He holds on, but he can't get it to, the balloon won't go down, so he falls off and dies. I have never wanted, the people that go up in a balloon, listen, I've been in every kind of flying. I'm not going to go up on that silly rocket ship that Jeff Bezos has.
Come on, Jimmy. I mean, what if they offered it to you? You wouldn't do
no,
it.
I would not.
Just free. You just get to go.
I am not. I don't care. I'm not going to go risk my life on something that's that stupid. I mean, it's just stupid.
Okay.
It's so, up you're weightless for 30 seconds or something.
Yeah, not worth it.
See the curvature of the earth. Big
deal.
Yeah,
that's not worth it. It's not worth it.
No.
Okay, so back to the balloon for a second. The most, in my opinion, the most primitive way to take to the air. I can't think of another way.
Why not go up on a kite? You know, I mean, you just... I mean, there are people that go up there on
it
champagne,
is a kite, right?
You know, the champagne cruises, I mean, that cruise, balloon rides.
I don't want
to
do
I it. Love to look at them. I love taking pictures of them.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
I love
to
see them at sunset.
Yeah.
I love to watch them. I'm not going to go up in them.
No, you just described the guy's choice, which was to either burn alive or jump to his death. And
right.
I know that sounds horrible, but those are not a choice I want to make. So I'll just stay out
I'm
of
just
it.
Not. No, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah,
I'm not going
too.
Up with the Blue Angels or the Thunderbirds. I love them a
Wait
lot.
Wait a minute. You've done that before. You?
No, I haven't. Oh, I've never actually gone. No, I mean, I can't. Even the rides at the fair.
They make you
I
sick.
Like the paratrooper and I like the roller coasters.
Yeah.
I never did like those things that turn you upside down.
And, maybe you're just, it's now you just ride the gondola back and forth.
I didn't
you
like it when I was 15. I didn't like to get turned. There was one called the Bullet.
Yeah.
The ride called the Bullet.
Okay.
And you get in there and it was like, you know, no, thank you.
Yeah.
And like, not going to do that.
All right,
another thing is for parents to deal, you know, to talk to their kids. And it doesn't do any good, probably.
Well,
but
it might. You know,
you'd feel better. There's another story I did today about a senior trip, high school senior trip to the Bahamas.
17, 18 years old.
And the boy falls off the balcony and hits his head and dies.
Oh.
I can't remember how many stories have I done over the years of people in Florida, people wherever, kids, high school kids, monkey businessing around, jumping around, you know, from floor to floor or whatever.
Oh, we did
and
it.
Fall off the balcony and hit him in the head.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a tough one because that age, you think about what I mean. I don't know what you did for your.
Oh, you're bulletproof. We went down there and we had to.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
we went to Panama City and we were all of us were, you know, in just different rooms and man, that was the first time I ever even saw pot. So my parents would have died.
Oh, it was a party.
I might have known that. And this was a long time ago. And then some idiot was drunk and knocked over the air conditioner that was on the side of the hotel.
Oh, my God.
Knocked it out. And so we all had to pay for it. So about, you know, 50 of us probably all had to cough up whatever money we had to give to the hotel to pay for it to keep us.
Yeah, see, we all did stupid stuff. And it is
oh,
hard.
No, there's no end to the stupid stuff. We just didn't get caught.
Yeah, true. That's true.
So it's just try to tell your kids don't be stupid. And it's hard.
Yeah, you prefaced it with that probably won't do any good. So that was, I mean, that's
probably won't do any good, but you need to tell them anyway.
Right, you do.
You know, and there's also this thing about, at least in the Gulf, boy, there's more sharks and more things out there than I never remember this. And I know they weren't out there when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Something changed in the Gulf of Mexico after that big oil spill.
Wow. Well, that's very likely.
Something changed.
Yeah.
Something changed down there. They've had orcas lately down there, whales. No one's ever seen a whale.
Wait a minute. Did you
just say in the northern part of the Gulf of Mexico?
Did you say the Gulf of Mexico? I thought it was the Gulf of America.
Well, the Gulf of whatever it is, Gulf of America. I'm not used to saying Gulf of America.
I don't know if it is. I haven't even been following
it. It is the Gulf of America. Okay, and someone got in trouble. If I just really, that was a slip. I didn't mean But, you know, and I don't know what the Caribbean Sea is anymore.
I don't either. It's a U.S.
The Caribbean, when does it one stop and one? In Mexico, suing. Mexico went to court.
Over?
And suing.
Over the name?
Over the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, can't they call it whatever they want? They can call it whatever
I guess they
want.
Can, but I don't know. Maybe they were suing somebody. Somebody's getting sued.
Somebody holds the keys to
the Trump plane.
Yeah, I saw this now.
This big old plane from QATAR.
Can I ask you why? Just before we do, why would they want to give us a plane?
Because they got more money than Kellogg's has cornflakes. That doesn't mean it's not being used for anything right now.
Okay.
Apparently.
Okay. Well,
it's a brand new 747-800.
It's beautiful.
Not
I saw the
brand
plane.
New, but it's a couple of years old.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
But it's in hours on the engine and everything else, it has nothing. But I think Trump just didn't know how to, you know, he's. This is another thing that, you know, that was a big part of the Biden administration.
Yeah.
It was in the trend, and it's been that way in the Trump administration.
Mm-hmm.
It's like little kids in the schoolhouse. If Biden, you know, when Trump got out, remember Biden, everything that Trump did, he reversed an executive order and everything. And that's what put us, I'm sorry, you can argue this if you want to, but this is what started the inflation because he cut out the oil drilling. And the gas prices went up because of Biden,
mm-hmm.
and they kept going and going and going. And when the prices went up, then the food prices went up. Everything you get, it comes in a truck. And so all the food went up, and then all the groceries, and then all the restaurants. All that was because of Biden trying to get back at Trump.
Which is really BS
stupid.
To me. I hate it. Yeah.
I mean, you know, and so now we're back up here, the price of gas is down,
mm-hmm.
but it's got to go down a whole bunch. And then once you get prices up, it is hard to get them down.
Oh, sure it is. Yeah, these companies are making profits left and right.
Well, they've had to raise the wages they pay, mm-hmm. and they're trying to make up for lost time. I mean, what's happening right now because of all this tariff business, the tourism business, it is really off.
Mm-hmm.
As much as 20% and 30%. In some cities, like in northern New York, the governor said that it's down as much as 30% of people coming over the border. And that's a big hit
for tourism in that state. But
it's going to happen to Nashville. It's happening with Disney and everybody else. They're going to feel this tariff thing. And plus just the negativity the United States has right now in Canada, which I think that was one of Trump's boo-boos.
Well, I also
after Canada like that.
And I totally agree with everything you just said, and I also want to throw in there something else we've talked about a fair amount on this podcast, and that is safety. I mean, when you look at, well, all the negativity that has been surrounding New York, and I haven't been there. I don't know what it's like there.
I mean, Newark Airport?
No, just in New York itself, in the city.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as a destination to go, you don't want to go somewhere where you feel. I mean, there was a time when Mexico was scary for everybody because they were lopping off heads.
San Francisco.
Yeah, or whatever. So, if you can't make it a destination where people feel safe and want to go, right. they're also not going to go. I mean,
Los Angeles, you know, I mean,
yeah,
but see,
go.
Some people, they don't know. I mean, they just blindly go to places because they don't follow the news. They don't keep up what's
true.
Going on.
Yeah,
Nashville
true.
This morning at the intersection of 16th and Wedgwood Avenue in front of Belmont University,
yeah.
a man was found dead in his car, all shot up.
Okay, something happened.
We didn't used to have that kind of stuff going on in Nashville.
Yeah.
Police got into a shooting match with some kid that was running, and he fired off a shot, and then he got taken out on Division Street. I mean, a lot of bad stuff is going on in Nashville these days because of, you know, the population explosions and all this new money that's come in from California and New York and made it really a bad place to live right now. And the people that – a lot of people leaving, but mm-hmm. you still have people coming down, although the Canadian tourism is down.
Yeah, and that's definitely a major part of that is what you just said. I mean, there was a bit of a conflict, and people said, hey, okay, fine, we're not going to give you any of our money.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was saying stuff, we're going to make you the 51st state and all that kind of stuff. And that just wasn't cool. I mean, some people, again, we've said this many times, 20% of the people in America hate Trump. I mean, they don't dislike him a little bit. They hate him.
Sure.
20% of the people in America think Trump can walk on water and he has never done anything wrong. And they're not going to admit that they didn't even like everything they like. If he does it, they like it.
Mm-hmm.
You just misunderstand. Right. And then there's the other people in the middle that seem to like some things and they don't like other things.
Yeah.
But they're not just in lockstep with the 20 or 30% on either side over there.
Yeah.
Might be 30% and 30% really.
Okay.
Probably that hate or like him.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's great that the American president gets some respect when he goes overseas. I think that the tariff thing needed to get done. It'll end up like it's trying to get end up, you know.
I mean, it's early. It's early, but China coming to the table is huge.
If they do right, and if everybody does right.
Yeah.
But we are in a strain of economy with our problem, you know, with things that are going on. So, yes. That must be Superman.
The dog is upset about it as well.
He said, if my dog food goes up one more time, we're going to have trouble.
He only barks when you bring out something that really hits home. So thank you.
Yeah, it does. And then the price of dog food going up and him getting less burger is terrible. Yeah, but wherever we were. We've got to cut. We can't cut things. That's the problem. And so Trump wants to bring the tariffs in to bring more money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he did promise to cut off the Social Security for old people, you know, cut the tax on that.
Yeah, right.
No tips, no tip tax, and a couple of other things that are very expensive.
Yeah, the money's got to come from somewhere.
So, and this Medicaid is a big deal. And a lot of poor people obviously depend on welfare from the government.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't work and abuse it. Some people need it very badly, and they should be taken care of. I've always said we were too rich a country over the years to have a lot of the stuff that we've got. There's no excuse for our air traffic control system right now to be in the toilet and to be a 1970s air traffic control system.
I would agree with
Obama, Biden, the Bushes, where were they?
Right.
Where were they for all this
Not
stuff?
A priority, but I've said that a long time for homelessness. I feel like that's
homelessness.
A weird thing to be
particularly
in
veterans homelessness.
Yeah, that you too. Know, gosh. Yeah.
Somewhere in there, and I think they would say when they closed up all the mental hospitals.
Yeah.
Because some of these people definitely need to be institutionalized. But I've always thought it was wrong for people just to be and California was always bad. Where they just I remember when I first was going to Southern California, I would be in Beverly Hills on working. And on Santa Monica, there was a well-beaten path that the people ran on. But a lot of it was homeless people going from Santa Monica to downtown Los Angeles.
Wow, interesting.
They went via Santa Monica, and it was just, wow, you know. Yeah. And it was like that movie Down and Out in Beverly Hills with Nick Nolte, which is a great, funny movie with Little Richard and Bette Midler.
Yeah, it was very good.
But, you know... Yeah, the homeless situation, why, I know. But see, that's one thing while with the veterans. I think some of our veterans, a lot of our veterans, probably millions of our veterans, needed a lot more care than they got.
I would agree.
They are getting because of things, damage they got in Vietnam or World War II or Korea or any of these other things.
Yeah.
And we didn't do right because I think if we did them right, we'd have gone broke.
I think you're right about that. To a certain extent, we took care of maybe the physical aspect.
We took care of what we could,
but not
I think.
The mental. Yeah, I agree.
But, you know, we don't take care of mental anyway.
Yeah,
I mean, your insurance policies, your insurance policies, they don't cover your hearing. I mean, generally, they don't cover your eyes. They don't cover your teeth.
It's odd, yeah.
They don't cover your teeth.
Yeah, you know? Why are those separate?
If you have bad teeth, you can die.
Yeah.
So... And you can't have any quality of life if you have horrible teeth.
My mom right this second, you brought up ears and sight and all that. She has a very bad case of something that people don't think about very often, I'm sure, and that is vertigo. And what it's done is it's made it
equilibrium.
She can't do anything. She can't drive. She can't go walking because she'll fall down. And it's got to be some inner ear thing, but I don't know. And she's been having a heck of a time getting in and. and getting that taken care of.
Well, you know,
right.
we've got, you know, our medical system is not even, it's not right. That's bad. Mm-hmm. You know, we haven't, Eisenhower built the interstate system, which I think is one of the great things that any president in the last 200 years.
I would agree. That was quite a feat.
That was a brilliant deal.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't really realize what it was meant to do, though. It was a defense highway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's built to the standards that can handle a tank.
Interesting.
Where a tank won't tear up the road. Go back to the original Eisenhower interstate system, mm-hmm. and that was one of the original. That's why the specs were what they were.
Is it also true that they can land a plane, like a full-on jet on the highway, and they made them certain length?
That's crazy. In some places,
yeah.
And they, you know, so, and I think it's great that we, and I don't understand, Trump doesn't, I've never heard him really say, but I don't think he really, none of these presidents from the last few years have. I love the national park system.
Yeah, I do.
I don't care what they spend on that.
I buy that parks pass every year. I buy that pass.
It's great.
Yeah, I do.
And these presidents should be supporting it, mm-hmm. and we shouldn't be doing anything to cut back. If anything, we ought to be, you know, if you want to care about, you know, your citizens, that should be our Disneyland. That should be the citizens' Disneylands. Some of these national parks.
I don't hate it.
Yeah. Some of that. And there's just great stuff that goes on there. And the national wildlife places and all mm-hmm. the things that we do. And I don't see anybody, you know, no one fighting for that as much.
Yeah.
But Defense Department, you know, you've got a lot of problems with that. We have a new world and a new way of fighting with mm-hmm. cyber and with this drone technology.
Yeah, AI in general.
And these, you know, million-dollar missiles that are trying to shoot down a $5,000 drone, that's just not good. So, we got a lot of, and so we're trying to catch up with a lot of that stuff. And I think we do, we just don't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be an expenditure that we have, but we got to get the court system that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
The fact, if you do something bad with me and I sue you, if I sue you, by the way, because I'm where I am and you're where you are, we would go into federal court because it's between, if we both live in the same state, we'd go to a state court.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
And so, but we've got to clean up the system where if I sued you in civil court or you wanted to sue anybody, we wouldn't go to court on criminal or civil charges for 18 months, 2 years, longer.
It's unbelievable.
That's not fair. That's not right. And everybody ought to be bitching about that.
I agree with you. I even take it, you know, I'll take it a step further. On one of the cases we have here in the state that I'm in right now is a murder case. I think it was a triple homicide at one of the schools, the colleges here.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to bring the guy's name up. But anyway,
right.
It's been years already, and it doesn't even seem like it. It's been years.
It's ridiculous.
I don't get it.
I mean, that's one of our tenets in the Constitution, a fair, speedy trial.
Yeah.
There's nothing. All the people on the defense side have abused it.
Mm-hmm.
The people on the courts are so jammed up.
Yeah.
You know, people, that's ridiculous. That needs to be fixed. Maybe they don't know how to fix it.
Maybe not. I mean,
with the jails, are all the people that are in the jail need to be there for certain things? Could they not be put in work camps or something, you know, for certain things?
Right.
You know, people who, like this, the Menendez brothers, I don't think they should ever get out of jail. I don't care. You know, I don't care what this new bunch of people, the people that tried them in the day said they ought to be doing what they're doing. And now they've gone back and said,
let's loosen things up.
Pamby. So yeah, that's a bunch of crap. But I mean, we need to have fair, speedy trial.
I agree. I agree. And especially with
that's not something anybody is talking about.
No, and you're close to that, obviously, with your dad being a judge and all that. You understand how it all works. For me, from just a consumer side, I look at stuff where it's like people, you caught them red-handed. You caught them firing the gun, right? Why does that take 5 to 10 years to get them into prison? I mean, they're in prison the whole time, but, you know, to get them convicted, they admit it.
Because the courts are so backed up, and there's so many games. All that stuff needs to be streamlined and worked on.
Yeah.
And given, you want somebody to be able to have preparation time for defense
I even
and proper, and I understand all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, the the medical system being what it is,
mm-hmm.
we need to do a lot more about and make it, you know, we ought to spend our money in the federal system, in the state too, for that matter, in a different way. We ought to reward, give doctors that come out of school
mm-hmm.
want to go set up their practice in a small town that has no medicine around, you know, and give them some extra money to go do that, or they can work off their
schooling loan. Yeah.
Work off their student loans
by
doing that. And for X amount of time, not a ridiculous amount, but five years or something like that.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
They're still learning and they're doing that. And we got to come up with some creative ways to solve some of the problems in this country where it can't all be city mouse versus country mouse.
Right.
Where it's just the Yankees and the Southerners battling it out still.
I agree.
And then California being the screwed up mess that it seems to be all
no,
the time.
Hey, back up for a second. California's hopeless. I just don't think there's
You know what? it almost does seem to be with some of the ridiculous things that go on there.
Yeah. I mean, I love the state. Say, oh, I love it. The great weather, the beautiful countryside. It's
you know, but one thing I've been
parts.
Looking to do, and I don't know that I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Because that ship may have sailed, but I've been really studying Amtrak.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you know, you look at foreign countries, you know, Japan, you certainly look at everywhere in Europe, and their rail system is great. Their air system is great, too.
Sure.
Both their transportation systems. Ours is not. We have a freight train system that's kind of okay, but we should have never let, you know, our whole rail system go to hell in a handbasket because of the invention of the airplane. The airplanes were never going to have capacity to and nor ever have capacity to do most of the stuff that freight trains do.
Well, and a great example is watching them come in the north, in the panhandle of Idaho and Washington and Montana up there. If you ever go up to the border, you'll see those trains coming in. And one of the things they're hauling, and you see it every single time, probably daily, several times a day, they're hauling airplane fuselages and wings.
Right, that are made in Wichita.
Right, they're hauling those because they can, a bunch of them at one time, you know, and you can't put that in a plane and fly it out.
In a truck, and it's not really to do it in a truck, and they put it on
long
train. Yeah. But our train system is pretty good, you know, but it needs to be continually improved.
I like the idea of enhancing the rail system that we have and maybe using
it. But we got to figure a way how to do it where it doesn't cost billions and billions of dollars. We didn't spend billions of dollars to build a rail system across our country. Why does everything have to cost so much these days? You know, that's where the DOGE thing comes in. You know, where we're just ridiculously paying for things. I haven't understood it yet of why we've got two Air Force One Boeing 747 800 models that have been out of the plant in Washington for, I don't even know, a year or two or maybe more, and are sitting in San Antonio.
Yeah, they're not in service.
They're supposedly getting, you know, putting radios in and all these things that they're going to do, you know, this aftermarket stuff that they do to Air Force One. And why that has not, and apparently it was Biden, because he knew that they wasn't going to be ready, you know, he wasn't going to get to use it, and he didn't want to get him ready for Trump.
You got to be kidding me.
It was,
I mean,
yes,
that's
I
a
heard
five,
that.
6-year-old kindergarten game.
They
right
just
there.
Didn't, you know, it is, but most of the stuff they were doing were 5- and 6-year-old kindergarten games.
If they take much longer on that plane, they're going to have to build another one because it'd be outdated.
Yeah, and so this whole idea of taking a plane from Guitar or whatever you call that country and stripping it down and making it where it can pass security and spend millions and millions and millions of dollars to outfit it to make. And then you've still got these other two planes over there that they can't seem to finish.
Yeah.
What is the problem? I know they've sent the vice president. They sent they may be putting something on it that they don't want to talk about, which would be offensive weapons.
Yeah, something new.
I'm thinking they may be putting offensive weapons.
Yeah.
And the technology has got a flaw or something, so they don't want to go out there half-ass, really.
Yeah,
so maybe a laser thing or something like that. So, you know, I'm sure it's something that's very spooky, you know, in this thing because of the world we live in. But it's just we got so many real problems, and you just get so upset when you see some of these jackass congressmen on the right and the left just you wouldn't let these people operate your convenience store, much less run the country.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, these
with
are
you.
People that are losers. I mean, you're really losers.
I agree. And lately, they've lost a lot of them. Have lost their couth, their temper, their ability to be civil, and things like that. You just watch them and you think, is that all we got? I mean,
and by the way, since we're going along anyway,
yeah,
go to TikTok every once in a while. And I
haven't been
man,
for so
it's
long.
It's just like everybody's fighting on there all the time.
Oh, I haven't
people
been
beating up people at the Waffle House the other day,
oh,
throwing
geez.
Plates, you know, and it's just people are out of control, a lot
yeah.
of people.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's lower socioeconomic people that are out
But again,
control.
You also got the people now where they're all everybody's a reporter, so that goes instantly to the
everybody's a reporter.
To the web.
So
you get it
and,
right now.
You know, recording things and you're
yeah.
seeing all this
yeah.
crazy
so
stuff.
So who knows? I mean, it could have been going on all along. We just never got to see it, you know.
But a lot
I mean,
of these people, you know, that work for airlines, man, it doesn't make me want to get on a plane. It doesn't make me even want to go to the airport with
yeah.
some of the people that I've seen lately. And then some of the idiots that are flying, you know, that just lose their selves. So
yeah, I think there's a level. You've brought this up before. I think there's a level of pressure or stress or anxiety or
yeah,
whatever
anxiety.
You want to call it, where we're all sitting right here and just on the edge of exploding. And I think that's what we're seeing. Some of these people do explode, and then we see it firsthand. But I don't know what's creating that. I don't know if COVID did that. I don't know if
COVID did a lot of damage to
yeah.
everybody. Really, I think it screwed up. A lot of kids,
mm-hmm.
it screwed up, you know, this class that's graduating now from college
Golly, yeah.
had to go through COVID. And I think that, you know, this just, it changed the country for sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then with Biden being such an old goat up there, I think that he was not able to do what a younger Joe Biden would have been able to do up
yeah.
there for his team. And so a lot of things just atrophied.
Oof.
And then Trump comes in where he's got to go in there and try to, you know, reinvent the wheel in a day with every 5 minutes coming out with an executive order.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we want to see that either, but it's a reaction to what happened before.
Right, right. Oh. And you think if nothing was going on, now something's going on, it feels like the world's spinning around 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, and it is.
And it is.
It,
it
is.
Yeah.
Things are changing very quickly, and hopefully it all has a happy ending. That's what we hope.
Yeah, just like this show, happy ending. I mean, that didn't sound right, did it?
No.
Our show comes with a happy ending? Is
that... Yeah, well, no.
Jimmy, always a pleasure. Never too much pleasure.
The kid's going to watch that show. What's he going to watch again?
He's
going to
watch Nona's. Yeah, you should watch Nona's. It's great.
I don't watch it.
A happy ending.
I have no idea. That's the kid.
Until next week when we have another happy ending right here.
Okay.
I'm Derek Walker. He is?
He's Derek Walker. I'm Jimmy Carter.
Good day. Have a happy ending. Hey.